Boker Tov. So today is the yard site of Rav Elimelech Milizhinsk, the day that his light came up to the Olam Haba and was able to spread to the rest of the world. The Rebbe Rav Melech is famous for having a brother named Zusha. I've been singing Zusha songs all day. I think I figured out why. They were holy chavrusas. They wandered like the Shechina for 8 years in Poland. He is a main student of Dovber, Helega Dovber, and his Sfarim are in every Hasidic home. They were published only after he died because he was so humble. He was a tzaddik full of Ahavat Yisrael. The story is told that his parents gave birth to him, this chus of incredible Ahavat Yisrael, where they took a poor person and banded their wounds. And then at the end, the beggar said, "May you be zochet to have a child like me." And they were shocked, like you, like a beggar? And then they realized that he was a hidden tzaddik. And indeed, Rav Melech was a hidden tzaddik, full of light. And that has lit up the entire world through his Torah. And many go visit his grave. I've never gone. I'd like to, Bezrat Hashem, one of these days. He says he has big promises for those who go daven to Hashem in his chus. So what's the Rebbe Rav Melech going to teach us today? So he has two famous books. One is Noam Elimelech on the Parsha, and the other is the Tzetzel HaKatan. Let's first talk about on the Parsha. So I figured I'd open up the Parsha Shemini, this week's Parsha, see what he had to say. And I was not surprised that he was talking about the Tzaddik, because he pretty much always talks about the Tzaddik. In almost every article, he talks about the Tzaddik of the generation and the importance of the Avoda of the Tzaddik. Now, many people like you and I really struggle with this, because we're not really so into Tzaddik worship, at least in our circles. So it's hard to connect to. But what I always understand from it is that in our generation, every person has to look at themselves as a mini tzaddik. It's not just talking about that one guy eating the kugel. It's every one of us has an obligation to look at ourselves as a righteous person. Because it's all about the standards that we set. And if we set high standards for ourselves, we will live up to those high standards. And if we put low standards, We'll just live up to that. It's in our hands. Like Tony Robbins likes to say, if you took all the money from the rich people and you gave it to the poor people, within a week, the rich people would have it back. Not because they're tricky. It's just rich people have higher standards and they find a way to make it happen. When you are committed to something, you find a way to make it happen. And poor people don't have those standards. And the same is true with Avodas Hashem. If we consider ourselves tzaddikim, we va'amech kulam tzaddikim, then that's what we're going to be. It's all about the standards that we set for ourselves. And of course, what exactly that means is a very personal question. You know, for me right now, to be a tzaddik, I think, just means to be working on being happy. You know, and exercising every day is like what I am pushing myself to do. So everyone on his level, but the idea of each person trying putting themselves on a high standards is something that I connect to. In any case, so he talks about the tzaddik, and he, in this case he's talking about the tzaddik Aaron in our parsha and Moshe, and he talks about how the Aaron and the tzaddik are supposed to be always davuk, meaning always dveikus, always thinking about Hashem, even when they eat, even when they drink, even when they're doing any action. And by doing that, they're like the ladder connecting the heavenly spiritual worlds to the worlds below. And that's something he very often talks about. In his Tzetzel HaKatan, he writes, at least I read this morning, that's a little letter that he says every Hasidic Jew should say every day. And many, many do. Many in the Hasidic circles really say this every single day. It's a beautiful, beautiful work. He writes that before you do any action, you should really pray to Hashem. That it should be vayhi noam, that it should be sweet for him, that it should be nachas ruach for Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's talking about a mitzvah. He's talking about even a neutral action. For me, I always thought before I play sports, there should be a Vayhi Noam, there should be a L'shem Yichud. I should prepare myself even before I exercise, before everything, before I have a conversation. Always reconnect to the source. It's something that I would love to manifest in my life. I think it's a beautiful idea. So that's what a tzaddik is supposed to do. And at the same time, he says that at times, the tzaddik needs to go down from his high level of spirituality and bring it down to the people. And that's what Aaron does when he blesses the people. In Cheney, he's going down from his high spiritual ladder and connecting to the people. And in fact, this is very similar to a chiddush I had, where it says that Aaron blessed the people, and then it says Moshe and Aaron yitzu. They went out and they blessed the people. And I didn't see what the Mefarshim say. I didn't see anyone comment about this extra blessing. But to me, it appears like Moshe and Aaron were not going through a formal blessing now, but they're mamish going l'krat ha'am. They're going to the people and mamish hugging them and loving them on their level from a humble, contrite place after the sin of the ego. And then the kavod of Hashem, the Shechina, comes and dwells upon the Jewish people. So the way I read it, it's not a coincidence that the blessing comes and then the Shechina comes. It's mamish through going down to their level and connecting to them. And that's definitely necessary for us. We can't just sit in the base medrash all day and shteig. We need to sit in the base medrash and daven and learn and reconnect, be totally connected. And then we need to go to the people and go out there and eat and say beautiful brachas and interact with people and smile and raise the world up. That's what we got to do. So in the schus of the holy Rav Noam Elimelech, may we daven for each other to grow, to become tzaddikim, and to bring our joy in Avodas Hashem every single day out to the world. And personally, I'm going to try to see if I can manifest this daven before everything. Daven before even davening. Daven as much as possibly to make sure that my actions are going in the way of our Holy Creator. Have a wonderful day, and I hope you enjoyed this little Torah.